This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. It's live. It's Sunday. It's Mark.
Pickles Mountaineer.
And Richard Rich.
The number, 603-283-6160. Have you guys memorized that yet?
Just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, it's not as great.
I leave that to my my magic rectangle in my pocket.
Yeah. So, right, I mean, 603 is New Hampshire's area code.
Yeah, that part I know.
There's no other for New Hampshire. It's one of those states small enough that we can get by with one area code.
Yep.
It's 283. I don't know. I'm memorizing that because the 3 is the same as the 3. I don't know. And then 6160 is not hard.
Well, you see, 8 minus 2 is 6.
No, you're going to confuse them.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Back in my day, phone numbers only had 6 digits.
What?
I once saw like a yardstick that a teacher had. Uh-huh. The phone number was only 6 digits long.
Really?
Yep.
That was in Hawaii.
Yep.
Huh. Now, I remember that.
I remember phone numbers being 4 digits.
Because you're older than us.
But he always jumped to 7 now, from 4.
Were you on a Brontosaurus at the time?
I was not. I don't think I have ever actually dialed it, but I've always moved into regions right after they went to the 7-digit number.
Okay.
So, I remember it was just, all you had to do is dial 4 numbers, because the prefix is what they call it. So there's the area code, and then it's the prefix, and then the other 4 is really like your phone number.
Right.
So
can you get away with that in the Marianas? Because it seems like that would be small enough where that might be feasible.
Yeah, I suspect that, I don't know, I never had a okay. Landline,
all right.
So I don't want one.
What's Mark's number in the Marianas? 7. Just hit 7, you'll get Mark.
I did have a telephone, number for the Marianas, but, yeah, anyway.
I have no idea what it is.
I'd have to look it up. It's been a little while since I had to deal with that. So, in case people forget things, sometimes we have little reminders. Sometimes apps work as great reminders.
Oh, geez.
What happens if you forget that you've given consent to sex?
Well, luckily, there's an app for that. at least the headline kind of gets right. Fury at new app that gives men a 24-hour consent contract to have sex after Denmark passed controversial rape law?
Why is it men? I mean, are they assuming the people's gender here? Are they presuming that men are more likely to do bad things if they are given 24 hours? I don't understand.
And I have it on good authority that this app is not in heavy use in the rape capitals that are the prison system.
Right, that's right. They're not bothering.
I mean, I kind of want to give, statistics will probably bear out that it's more likely men.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
and also more likely to be in prison.
And not impossible to rape men, for women to rape men, but it's hard.
Right. And a lot of it, as we mentioned,
or not.
Might be men.
It could be an issue.
Yep. A new app that gives men a 24-hour consent contract to have sex has sparked fury. The launch comes in response to a new rape law, which criminalizes sex without explicit consent in Denmark.
So, sex without explicit consent.
Consent.
Do we mean, like, verbalized consent?
Good question, Mark.
How do you prove that you had that explicit consent?
Yeah.
Well, now there's an app for that.
Right. And what happens if somebody, post-coitus withdraw of explicit consent? And they say something like, I didn't explicitly consent.
Well, it's still in that 24-hour period, presumably. Right.
Well, presumably, if you got it on the rape, you got it on the app, then you're certainly in better shape.
Which, again, so more credence to the app.
Now, I wonder if, say, a married couple could get this app and, like, set it to automatically renew itself on a daily basis until you, like, flick the switch off.
I think they call that marriage.
Well... Some marriages.
Right. I've heard marriages where they withdraw consent. These things get odd.
My mom has proposed that marriage licenses be renewed like driver's license. So if you want out, you just don't renew.
All right.
The creator argue the purpose of the app, I consent.
The creator of the app.
Right.
Is it with a little I?
It's with a little I. Little I, capital awesome. C. To ensure both parties agree to intercourse.
Okay. I think it's a fine idea and everything, but I got to say, I haven't been in any circumstance my entire life, and we have to go back a ways for, sex outside of marriage for me. Wink, wink. No. Wink at me. It's so weird.
Wasn't supposed to make air.
I don't care. What, you're telling jokes for me now? Like, you're on national radio. You tell jokes for people.
Mark has never had sex outside of his marital contract.
Right.
I prefer to always verbalize my winks.
I don't know where I was even going at this point. I'm so lost.
I think that's a pretty good place to start on this conversation.
Yeah, so I can't imagine like the how one works the iConsent app into the flowing mojo that is right. Going from with clothes to without.
Well, in Denmark, with the explicit consent decree, right? Like you have to at some point you have to say like, are we going to do this? And she has to say yes, I consent. Because if she doesn't say, yes, I consent,
yes,
well, then you cannot, right, in Denmark when that new rape law passed.
Okay.
So as far as my understanding is concerned.
Right.
So
I can't help but think of the Chappelle Show skit where there they are in bed, and then he turns over to the nightstand and pulls out a large, thick, like, set of forms for, well, can you fill this out for me?
Right.
Like, oral, and it's like, don't worry, baby, I'll do you too. Now, is that on the app, I wonder? I mean,
we were talking about that pre-show, right, and how, like, at the time, that was parody, yeah, right? That was making fun of this. And now here we are, digitized. Sex contract.
Beware, comedians, for you write our future.
I think they were talking about the Kobe Bryant situation back then when Chappelle did that skit. And it's, I bet Kobe wishes he'd had a contract.
Right.
Or that gal wishes she'd had the opportunity for a contract or whatever the situation might have been.
A kiss is not a contract, but I consent is.
Indeed. And it's great. That's you should write the copy for these people. A quick few check marks as to what you consent. Because, you see, the thing is if you give 24-hour consent to sex, and we're not clear as to what kind of sex you're giving 24-hour consent to.
I think this only is intercourse.
Well, then what? I mean, there are people who like to do things that aren't just intercourse.
Understood.
As I understand them, I'm not going any further. Y'all understand what I'm talking about here. I'm not going any further.
Understood. And the Chappelle Show skit, like, had those lists. Like, no, I didn't think you would check that box either. But I have to offer it.
I have to offer.
Because it was on the contract. Watch the skit. It's there.
Okay, I'm sure. Chappelle is just absolute genius.
Funny. I really miss these things being satire.
Yeah.
Yes. Good point as well.
I do miss comedy.
In general.
In my day, there was this thing called comedy.
Now it's just all
true. What is that, Grandpa? Well, you know those people that occasionally tell you the truth on the news? Those people used to stand in front of audiences and joke about what was happening.
So I think if you go back to the serious nature of the app, one of the things it's trying to alleviate is that at what point has consent been withdrawn, right? Because if you get into it, at any point she says no,
yeah,
right, that's the end of
then
it.
Then consent has been withdrawn.
Consent has been withdrawn.
Right.
However, there has been a number of stories that come out where it's not withdrawn consent, it's regret after the fact.
Yes.
Right. And then she will accuse the male of rape, even though in the moment there was consent throughout the entire act. After the fact, she goes, I shouldn't have done that. And then he gets accused of rape because it's he said versus she said.
Right.
So if you have
a way
contract,
of protecting yourself from reputation destruction at the destruction of his reputation.
Sure.
Yeah, it sounds like the destruction of any possibility of having sex. Getting from clothed to unclothed, it can be a little difficult, is the best I can tell. And when you start putting up major hurdles like this in the way, you know, I don't know. I mean,
well, it's simple. You take them out to a nice romantic dinner at nowhere, and then, oh.
Yeah, that's right, you can't do that. Right. Well, you can't have people come in and play instruments. Oh, no, you can't. Well, anyway, 603-283-6160. What do you think about this consent app? Is it a good idea? 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Tired of cancel culture? Sick of mega tech corporations holding an axe over your head? Join the LRN.fm Matrix chat server. It's self-hosted, so no one else can tell us what to do or say. Don't like the existing channels? You can make your own. You can even connect into some of our channels from other Matrix servers. It's federated. For the full LRN.fm Matrix experience, though, you should join our server via the step-by-step instructions at chat.lrn.fm. chat.lrn.fm.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, Sunday edition. Mark with you.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And Richard Rich.
So if it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern time, the chances are very high that you can call in here at 603-283-6160, and you can talk live on the airwaves. I don't know what our numbers are. Nearly 200 radio stations. We're switching networks here in the relatively near future. I expect some level of attrition. Our projection was something like we'd be able to take 90% of our stations with us, which, of course, 20 stations is a lot of stations to lose. Now, I don't know whether it'll be that high, but that's what our projection was. So, you know, but what can I tell you? Now's your opportunity because we're still in the old network. 603-283-6160. There you go.
And presumably we'll get more, right?
Yeah, that's the idea. We're certainly not switching for the purpose of losing stations.
Right.
Yeah. And, so it's all good news, quite generally. I didn't agree to it because it was a bad idea. So there you go. We are talking about a story here where Denmark passed a law, something rotten passed a law about explicit consent in order to have sex. Now, I don't know what level of rape it is if you don't get explicit consent, but implicit consent. Presumably, if you don't have any problems, then I don't know what.
Now, I wonder if this is a mandate that requires that you get consent for each and every step of the process.
Like, they were doing that at college campuses.
Is it okay to have second base now?
Yeah. I can see how some people would find that sexy. I'd like to touch you here now. You know, and like just keep going. Somebody's going to use that as a ringtone.
Edit that out.
I'd like to touch you right there. And then they, then you go on and go from there. I can see how some people would enjoy this, but I can also see how some people are like, this is ridiculous. I do not want to do this. I do not find this interesting. This isn't the way I want to play.
Yeah, that sounds humiliating. Now, there's a lot of people who are into that.
Yeah. Right.
There's a lot more that aren't.
But how humiliating is it if the person that you wish to have, wish to humiliate you, has to ask for your consent each way? How can you really get the full humiliation experience that
hey,
some wish to have? You know, the dominatrixes, they aren't asking, you know? They're not Mother May I's, they're dominatrixes. They're dominating, you know?
Well, that's how you get the humiliation.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Exactly.
Well, for the full dominatrix experience nowadays, you have to have someone who gives fickle consent. You can do that? No, you can't. You can do this? No, you can't.
I think that the best I've seen, at least during the Biden run-up, the Biden-Trump campaign there, was the dominatrixes are online. And I mean, they're doing their job on Zoom, which, okay.
Financial dominatrix. That's a thing. So one of the things you brought up, Mark, was the inability at your age, our age, to understand.
What ages do we have here, just so people know? 49.
38, allegedly.
37.
Okay.
So the inability to understand, like, how new sex works for younger people, right? And I find it difficult to imagine it being any different than it was.
I can't imagine it really is any different. I think that people in the media would like you to believe it is different.
Okay. But that whole, I'm going to read on because I think the next line kind of highlights my point.
The journalists are almost exclusively city mice. Okay. And they're almost, they tend to be from a very narrow segment of the city mice, too.
Okay.
I say city mice because you never hear of anybody from the country wanting to grow up to be a journalist. They're just a certain type of person wants to be, and that certain type of person really wants the world to be a certain way. And so, you know, they're gonna do stuff like this.
But I kind of feel like the fact that the human species has procreated and established itself for such a long history means that fundamentally we're all doing the same thing that generations have done throughout that time, right?
Perhaps.
Okay. So let me read this.
Definitely to a certain extent.
Yeah. But groups have slammed the app as nonsensical and says it undermines the complexity of consent. And I think that's kind of what we're getting at here is, do you ask at every step of the way? Like, do you check all the boxes on the form? Well, getting that point and working your way through the act is complex, and there's a lot of intricacies, right?
Imagine yourself halfway through a makeout session, they demand to see the app again. It's like, hang on, I need to uncheck a box here.
Right. So, that's going to be difficult to do. They're going to be like, I don't want to check that box.
So, we talked about comedians. Bill Burr does like a small bit, and if you don't like Bill Burr, what's wrong with you? Because I think he's hilarious. But he does a small bit where, you know, I think the bit's like titled, like, you know, it's a consent bit, like, you know, what does no really mean or something like that. Because it's all the difference in the world between no, stop,
yeah,
and no, stop, right? Like, you know.
I'm with you, but I think that to some extent that's gone out of the nomenclature, just my guess. This is just me guessing here, right? Again, it's been a long time since I've had sex with somebody besides Mrs. Hedge.
Can I wink at him again?
What's that? Wink, 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 wink.
This is Edge.
So, she, by the way, does not think that last name is clever at all. She just does not like it. Doesn't like it. Doesn't want to talk about it. Doesn't want her to be referred to as Mrs. Edge. She doesn't like it.
Hey, her other option was Mrs. Manwich, so I think she got the better one.
Right. But I do recall, you know, way back in the day, decades ago, where a young lady sort of pushed my hands away from certain spots.
Yeah.
And then not 5 minutes later, just changed her mind.
Sure.
You know, and...
But that's the complexity and the intricacy.
That's the complexity
and the intricacy. There used to be a thing called playing hard to get.
Yes.
And it wouldn't become a massive legal concern.
Right. And
they wrote a whole song about that a couple of years ago.
Yeah. What's that?
The Baby is Cold Outside.
Okay. Well, that's they wrote that a long time ago.
I understand, but it would hit the news as a rapey song.
It keeps on coming back.
Yeah.
Right. You know, the misunderstanding of the way things might have been at the time.
Right.
So, I mean... Right. So I think that's gone away in large part. Just because it's too confusing, you're not going to get anywhere as a young lady playing hard to get these days is my presumption. You certainly wouldn't get anywhere with me. I'd be like, no? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I've also had...
But is that because you fear the repercussions of pursuing that further and having it go into that... rapey, creepy area.
Yeah. Well, I would not want to be accused of anything. I'm not interested in that. But
when you were younger, maybe you push it.
No, I never pushed. No. Well, I mean, I didn't. Yeah, I mean, there was that instance where my hand.
It makes me wonder exactly how much more we're pushing into an area where fortune favors the bold.
Yeah.
And that is not a great place to be for our civilization.
No, it's not a good. It's not a good thing. So, I mean, I also had a friend who I absolutely saw him use the pickup line more than once. That I'm going to have sex with somebody tonight. Is it going to be you? And it worked.
I'm amazed at how often stuff like that works.
Yeah.
When I see my friends do it.
Indeed. 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. One more guy did it, I'm sure. Free Talk Live.
Moose is the German Shepherd, now 11, and he's been an amazing dog. Moose is so active and so alert and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has a beautiful coat, and at 11, he'll still run and chase the ball. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
Dynavite for life.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
DINOVITE.com.
We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has passed 25 million infections since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic, as states continue to labor to vaccinate their most at-risk residents. Health and Human Services Secretary nominee Javier Becerra says the new administration won't be able to reverse the trajectory of the pandemic overnight, but he tells CNN that federal coordination with the states will help get things back to normal faster.
We can do better. We can not only control COVID, but get us back to real normality. But it takes everybody, all hands on deck. We've got to make sure we're coordinating and we are talking to people. We can't just tell the states, here's some PPE, some masks, here's some vaccines, now go do it. No, no. When we hand them over, we stay with them and provide resources to make it happen. We do that. If we get people following the president's guidance of wearing a mask for these first 100 days, we're going to get control of this thing.
This is USA Radio News. One of the first issues President Biden took on upon taking office was immigration reform, sending Congress a proposal that would create a path to citizenship for an estimated 11 million people illegally in the country. That's along with announcing a 100-day moratorium on deportations for certain non-citizens. He also issued an executive order to protect a program to shield people who were brought to the United States as children from deportation. Biden's proposal is already drawing pushback from Senate Republicans. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton says the president's proposal is dead on arrival. He tells Fox News there won't be much support for a measure that hurts American workers.
The bill that Joe Biden sent last week, I think, will be dead on arrival. It's far to the left of any immigration bill the Congress has considered. It would flood the labor markets with millions of unskilled migrants, whether they're here presently as illegal aliens or they're rushing to the border now. That would be terrible for working-class Americans, taking their jobs away or driving their wages down.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
And yes, you're getting it all here live on Free Talk Live, but if you were in the chat room on our Matrix chat, then you'd really be seeing what's going down. Yeah, go check them out. I think it's matrix.freetalklive.com.
I think it's lrn.fm on the Matrix server.
I think he does both of them.
Okay.
So, you know. Anyway,
matrix.social.freetalklive.com for the Mastodon server.
Yeah.
Okay.
You do that, too. Yep. It'll be great. You'll love it. Let's go to Robert calling in from South Carolina. We're talking about a situation here in Denmark. Somebody's put together an app to deal with their new law, which requires explicit consent for sex. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, yes. I just wanted to say that I think it would be problematic, really, for both sides. I mean, because women don't want to seem too available. Women want to have the opportunity to change their mind in the last second, and oftentimes they do. Men sometimes do, too. They find out something about a woman which turns them off completely, and they don't have anything to do with it. And they certainly don't want to have – either both sides don't want to have the other side have proof that they consented to something like that. Just think about a mother who has children, and then that kind of thing comes up, a contractual agreement that she had sex with some guy. Mothers would never admit that to their kids. Lots and lots of things like that.
Yeah, I think you're right that the digital record of it is an issue.
Just wait till it gets on the blockchain.
Yeah, well, I'll bet you it is. It's on a blockchain. Yeah, I think you're. I think you may have. I tend to think that this is.
I tapped that, and I can prove it before a judge and jury.
Somebody's gonna love it. I would agree with you, Robert. I think that you've touched on more points here of exactly why this is just not going to work.
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call. The number, 603-283-6160. I mean, I've been skeptical about this the whole time. I've heard libertarians discussing the idea of a consent contract for as long as I've been talking to libertarians. Because they imagine, somehow, they're going to whip out a contract and get it signed by some woman at some point. And I just,
More libertarian fantasies. Talking to women.
We're just talking to them all, right? Like, at some point.
You've just got to videotape every sexual encounter you ever have so that in case it goes before a jury, you can, you know, bring this into the room.
You need to interview them ahead of time to make sure that they've got consent for the videotaping. So we've got Lorelei here, and it looks like Lorelei wants to have sex. Do you want to have sex, Lorelei?
I don't know what's going on.
I just came for the interview.
I'm out of here. You jerk.
The national head of Sex and Society, Lene Stavangard, said the app is definitely not the solution to getting consent. A sexual relationship is not about a contract, so it shoots completely wrong in relation to the needs that are out there. It is very clear that the app was developed by someone who has neither a professional approach to gender, body, or sexuality, but also has not listened to what was discussed in the consent debate, because we come back a bit to step one with, is consent a contract or not? Yeah, there seems to be this idea of, well, maybe, just maybe, romantic relationships should be sort of not transactional.
I think that's a wonderful idea. I think
we can solve all of this with more hookers.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be. I think it's gonna remain transactional to some extent, but I would say that in fact, consent is not a contract. Because it can be withdrawn at any time. A contract suggests what's going to occur in the future.
Sure.
And it contracts as to what's going to occur in the future, whereas sex is fleeting. It could be turned around at any moment. You know, suddenly there's a fire in the kitchen. Well, sex is over.
You know? Well, good thing you got 24 hours. You can resume at any time.
Right. I got 24 hours. And there's some.
You signed it right here.
And there's some Crisco in the kitchen. I mean, like, what?
Users enter the number of the person they want to have sex with and send the request. The other is then given the option to accept or reject it. That's the way the app works.
It is the future of booty call.
It could be. Like that might be work. But can you imagine just randomly sending people
a
request?
This is fascinating.
Jing. Wait, who?
Why not?
Yeah. This brings up some interesting stuff now. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I've traveled some distance for coitus in the past. Anybody here willing to say how far?
How far?
Yeah.
Less than 100 miles?
Okay.
More than 30.
The next city.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, I think most guys will travel some period of time. I've actually gotten on a plane and driven and flown.
Okay.
But, Anyway.
Never that desperate, man.
Indeed.
Hawaii's not that big, but there was plenty of opportunity.
Right. So, I mean, what would be interesting to know is that if I was leaving the house, that I was definitely going to cash in at the end of the ride.
Okay.
You know, so, I mean, you can send this prior to, you don't have to be in the same room. Somehow sure. I imagined some kind of close proximity thing where the phones are next to each other. I don't know exactly what.
Heaven help you if you get a headache while I'm on the journey there.
You're right, indeed.
I have driven and then been turned around.
Yeah. Thanks.
That's the worst.
Wouldn't it be great to avoid that with I consent?
Download now.
You signed it right here. This is happening.
Right? I mean, you know, like, I don't even know what to say about that. Yes, I agree.
And I gotta wonder, like, how good is their security exactly?
You mean for the app?
Yeah.
Like digital security? Okay.
I think that
everything gets hacked that's important enough to get hacked.
What a strange thing. At this exact date, everyone on this app consented to the same person.
Yeah, the guy's just sending out, spam consent forms.
Well, yeah, and that's kind of what I was thinking, too. Like, if that's all it takes, you just hit the button and you send it to whomever, right?
I got 5,000 contacts on my phone.
Right. So now you're just playing a numbers game, right?
Well, I can tell you this. Anybody who consents, I don't want to say yes to.
Oh, if 10 of those roll back in, then you're solid for the day.
Got options.
Yeah.
You got a whole weekend worth of dates now.
Suddenly,
well, it's only 24 hours, so you gotta pack it in.
Suddenly, the spammer lists get a lot more valuable. It ain't just about your car warranty anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Anymore.
Did you sign up for a sweepstakes?
The IRS has problem with you.
It's designed so that the consent valid for 24 hours. But is limited to sexual intercourse. So that's what I was saying earlier. Just intercourse. Previously,
I don't know what he's saying when he says it's limited to intercourse. Intercourse, by its definition, I don't think is exactly what you're saying it is. I think it's a more broad term.
Okay. I guess in my mind, the foreplay...
I'll accept intercourse, but don't you dare bring a bottle of wine.
I want to say like the foreplay that may lead up to the intercourse part is not covered by the contract. It's just however you want to define intercourse after that.
All right.
Previously, Danish prosecutors had to prove violence was used on someone who was unable to resist intercourse in order to legally constitute rape. But on December 17th, the Danish parliament passed a new law that made it a criminal offense to have sex with a person who did not consent. Founders of iConsent insist the app will create security for both men and women.
I'm curious as to what could have occurred, what crime occurred, where there wasn't somebody forcing themselves on someone else. I mean, I don't know. I what made the change of law necessary? Where I mean, I could see that. What does violence mean in the circumstance? I don't know. It's confusing.
Gotta be held down.
603-283-6160. I don't think this app's going anywhere. It's amusing. It amuses me, though. 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Live freely here on the airwaves, because that's what we do. The number 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. It's Mark with you.
Equals Mountaineer.
And Rich.
We're discussing consent in the weirdest way possible here regarding an article out of Denmark where they've changed the rape laws to require explicit consent. Which sounds strange. I'm not exactly sure what that means. And somebody has responded by creating an app called I Consent.
Okay,
like a little I Consent, which gives 24-hour consent, which creates a 24-hour consent contract that is sort of sent from your phone to theirs, presumably to theirs. Presumably you have some kind of telephone number, and it's like a text kind of
right.
Situation.
So a little bit about the Danish laws. What does the Danish sex law
mean?
Do
you both have to have the app in order for this to work?
I want
That's
to assume so.
Like.
Yeah.
That's what it sounded like, was that you
So now you're
your
waiting
number.
Not only for them to click yes, but you're also waiting for the download of the app. This is going to be sexy.
Yeah. Maybe. Presumably you'll have the app already downloaded. And
oh, I'm sure she does.
And in, well,
I'm sure she does.
Well, imagine if this
if
becomes...
she's a hooker.
Well, imagine if this becomes as popular as, you know, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. What if they kick you off the I Consent app?
Oh, jeez.
Banished. For failing to conform to our community guidelines, I kick you out of the bloodline.
This is as bad as when I got kicked off of Uber Eats. For answering the door naked.
I believe it.
That'll do it.
What does the new...
It's in New Hampshire. Nobody answers the door naked here. It's cold.
Only in the wintertime. It is hot in the summertime. As of January 1st, 2021, sex without consent will be considered rape. Previously, prosecutors had to prove...
Wait, what was it beforehand? Like, did I miss a meeting?
Yeah, so previously, prosecutors had to prove a rapist used violence against someone who was unable to resist.
Okay.
Wow, that is a really high bar for rape.
A similar law brought by Sweden in 2018 resulted in a 75% rise in rape convictions, to 333.
Wait, so if you resisted, could you, like, unable to successfully resist? Because, like, no, you scratched him, that's consent.
Good question. I don't know. But whatever it was, like, explicit consent is now the bar, because violence against someone who, like, if he raped her but didn't use violence, he would say, well, I was not violent. You know, it could not have been rape. There was no violence. And she's like, well, it may not have been explicit violence, but she was unable to resist. I don't know how that would work out.
Yeah, I think that it's...
what constitutes violence?
I think that there's a when you have the lack of communication that goes on, when, say, a young lady is very scared, and there's not a lot of there's no communication, verbal communication going on between the two people, and she's not saying no, but she hasn't said yes either. Right. You know, it could happen that in her mind she's being raped, and in his mind, and I'm using males and females here because, you know, that's
it's convenient.
It's the most it's the most common form of sex, whether you like it or not. That he doesn't know that this isn't supposed to be happening. Sure. And
as far as I know, it's not the most common form of rape, though.
What?
I mean, most rape is male on male.
I think that there's a large, I don't know, so the statistics you're talking about are rather old. I think they're from 1988, from the prison system, and then, of course, you have all the, young male to older male situations, but man-to-man is almost entirely in the prison system.
Mm.
Not exclusively, but almost entirely. Adult-to-adult is exclusive of the prison system, which most people listening to me don't care about. and by the way, the prison systems, at least where that I have experienced,
have been getting wrongfully convicted,
have taken care of this particular problem. So anyway,
Denmark has become the 12th country in Europe to recognize non-consensual sex as rape, according to Amnesty International. Officials hope the law will help reduce the number of women subjected to rape or attempted rape, which is currently 11,400 women a year. Karsten Nielsen, co-developer of the app, defended iConsent and suggested it was ahead of its time.
He said, well, that's not a good place for your app to be.
Well, we'll work up to when it becomes like, oh my gosh, this was groundbreaking at the time.
Yeah.
He said, in isolation, it is also strange that we have to put on a condom.
Where is Demolition Man? I mean, we're going to move to this
San Angeles?
Yeah, the whole, like, video thing.
After the big one?
High five!
Hand wipe.
Right. Don't touch each other. No touching.
Be well. Well, they really had the very best Zoom setup in that corporate meeting. Where they had, like, the swiveling chairs with the screens on them. I mean, that's a Zoom call with fancy chairs is what that is.
Yeah, I've got to watch it again. It's been so long, but I remember it to be just the most insightful movie and about so much.
I want to say it holds up because I'm a big fan of Demolition Man.
I can't remember what the lead's name. Was that Sandra Bullock or Marissa Tomei?
Yeah, Sandra Bullock.
Okay, so I get those two actresses mixed up. It's terribly sorry. So, the she seems so ready to put on the little video sex thing, which where they don't touch each other. And, yeah, I mean, I think it's going to just all move that way.
So I haven't used it in years because I'm also married like Mark. But my dating profile, when I had one of those, it was like, about you. It was like, what's the ideal first date? I'm like, dinner and dancing at Taco Bell. Nobody ever got that. It's depressing. He said, in isolation, it's also strange that we have to put on a condom. In isolation, it would also be strange if the condom was invented today. But conversely, it is a pretty good idea. So yes, agree, it's controversial, and maybe it's weird, but maybe it already feels more normal in a year's time. So he thinks we'll grow into the use of this app.
Well, I don't have a particular problem with the development of the app.
Sure.
And I certainly wouldn't wish anyone ill in their business plans. I have some doubts that it'll all work. And I'm not his prime demographic. So,
yeah.
What's he care about what I think?
My first thought on this is, like, okay, so in my mind, there is a difference between sex without consent and sex without explicit consent.
Yeah.
Well, the standard is explicit consent.
I don't know if that is a legal difference.
In Denmark, it now is.
I think that when they say explicit explicit consent in this, I think what they're trying to say is that you know, you should have known that she wasn't consenting, is kind of the situation. So if there's enough return of affection, then explicit consent is present, as opposed to, I, Mark Edge, consent to sex. You know, I think that it's
Well, that's actually the difference between explicit and implicit. A return of affection while you're doing an act is an implied consent.
Right.
But you didn't say the thing. You didn't write it down. You didn't tap the thing on, I consent.
Right. Well, and again, the standard in Denmark is now explicit consent. So the app is developed so that there is a record of that explicit consent in the event of a dispute.
Seems like a big overcorrection. Like, it was good to say that, yes, any time that you are having sex without consent, that is rape. That is a good change. Any time that you are having sex without explicit consent is going too far in that direction.
Well, you know, leave it to the European lawyers to determine what's what, but I can tell you this, that in Scandinavian countries, the number one thing that their native men are locked up for is sex crimes. So
wow.
I don't know if that means that there's just not a lot of violence there, or if it means that there's a lot of confusion surrounding what consent is. I don't know.
Clinical sexologist Jesper Bay Hansen also slammed the app. He told Danish radio, it is a skill to read others sexually. So if we move,
the people with the skill get to have sex.
Well, actually. I mean, human beings are complicated things, and if you're not capable of reading another human being, there might actually be something wrong with you genetically.
That's where we go into the complexities and the intricacies.
Let alone, should a human being emerge from this, would you be able to not turn them into a monster?
Yeah, I don't know.
If we move it to an app, we let go of the opportunity to learn that skill. I also fear that we are desexualizing our sex life, that we get too little passion and too much jurisprudence. Understand that we are also sometimes read each other's signals incorrectly is also important. Defense lawyer Morten Bergeron says the app would not hold in court. He explains electronic consent will not make it easier to prove that one has not committed a rape.
Wow, that seems to defeat the whole purpose.
I think it would absolutely help in that situation. I mean, if somebody consented at some point, then consent was present at some point.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.